Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How y'all doing? Welcome back to the show, everybody. I think this is episode 85 or 86. I don't know. Why do I do this? Chris, why do you do this every episode? You really don't know the number. You blurt one out and you go, I don't know. There was, didn't a couple of weeks ago, I said I was going to do some type of segment where I go, ooh, I just got back from, I was like, yeah, I'm going to do that every week. Never done it again. It's too hard. I'm not that smart. But welcome back, everybody. As always, off the top, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you guys for listening to my podcast. I really appreciate it. So please tell a friend, tell a coworker, tell an enemy, tell your landlord, the cable man, tell somebody about the podcast, okay? Help me grow this thing. I'm getting back on track. I'm doing it every week. So please help me out. And to start off, I want to talk about the milestone. For those who don't know, it's about just different points of my son's life or just milestones that he hits. He's four. Another day, we were driving to the grocery store, and he goes, hey, Dad, that says Tom. And I look over, and it's like a billboard or a big poster for someone running for local office. And this guy's name was like Tom Garrett or something like that. He's running for Virginia, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. Some position that makes $23,000 a year that I don't really care about, but I should because it actually affects me the most. But I don't really care about Rutgersville. But, yeah, so he saw that, you know, Tom, and I was like, oh, yeah, it does say Tom. So it's cool, man. He's starting to read a little bit. He can recognize all of his colors when they're written down, red, blue, green, yellow. So that's cool, man, to see his world start to get a little bit bigger and it's starting to make a little bit more sense. You know, before it was just a bunch of letters, and now he's starting to kind of put it together and see, like, oh, these are actually words, and you can read them, and they have a meaning. And I want to be a little bit more structured with him, so we bought him a couple of workbooks where you kind of do some alphabet work and counting, a little bit of simple math. And just like association, recognition, that kind of stuff. So he seems to like it a lot. We don't do it for too long because he seems to get bored pretty quickly. And I don't really want it to be a huge chore. I want him to really enjoy it and want to do it, which he seems to do. We do about 2 or 3 pages a day. So I just want to do something more structured where he's not just kind of doing his own thing. I want to kind of get him used to the school thing. So he's enjoying it, but all right, that's enough of that. Sorry for going on such a long diatribe about my son's love of letters and stuff, but people seem to like that milestone segment of my show. And I hope to look back in a few years and go, oh yeah, I remember that. So I appreciate all the positive, you know, notes or comments that I get about how you actually enjoy that part of my podcast. So thanks. All right, so moving on. So what's been going on? What's been bothering me? I kind of feel like a piece of shit for doing this on my podcast and not really putting it on Facebook. But I guess I'm not really looking to fight about it, and it's just my opinion. But when I see people like posting GoFundMes for stuff that they don't have any of the money for, mainly... And look, and I applaud any comic that's trying to do comedy as a full-time job. But, I mean, when you get on there, you're like, yo, I'm moving to L.A. I'm going to New York. I'm taking my talents to New York. I'm done with this city. I'm too big. I need to go. Y'all told me I need to go. I'm funny, so I'm going. I need $10,000. I need $10,000 to get out of here. Can y'all help me? Have a problem with that. I know I probably shouldn't. It's not that I lose sleep over it. But when I see, like, yo, I'm taking my talents to L.A. or New York, I need all the money. To me, I feel like, yo, you're just not ready. Just face the fact you're not financially ready to go to New York and L.A., spend more time where you are, get some of or most of the money, and then ask. That's how I feel. I mean, to pass off or ask for $10,000 is a bit much. It's a bit much. Now, I can see if you planned on moving to New York or LA in, say, month X, you found a place, they were like, hey, it doesn't open up until month X. But then they call you or email you and go, hey, that apartment actually is going to open up X, you know, a month ahead. Do you still want it? Or 2 months ahead, and you're like, damn, I was planning on having the money in 2 months or a month or whatever. Then I can see you going, hey, look, everybody, I was planning on moving to New York or L.A. I wasn't planning on moving until this month, but the apartment's open. I need like an extra $1,000 to get me there because I don't want to have to sit here for another 6 months. You know, I already let my job know my lease is going to be up. I want to get there. Can y'all help me out with this last little bit of money? But just to say that, you know, you ready to get up out of here. It's time for me to go. I'm funny as hell. New York need me. And then ask for all the money. It's a stretch. But that's just me. I don't know if that's mean. I don't know if that's, you know, just makes me a piece of shit for saying this, you know, judging people. But that's just how I feel. I just feel like you need to meet your supporters at least halfway. That's all I'm saying. Just meet them halfway. Sorry to rant on that. Saw a news story that just happened a couple of days ago. Or actually, yesterday. But this white dude in Des Moines, Iowa, killed these two cops. And this is like after he was at a sporting event and he was upset that these cops didn't arrest these black teens for not standing up during the national anthem. There's also pictures of this dude like waving the Confederate flag in front of black people at this sporting event, which is just outrageous. But hey, it's all about heritage, not hate, right, people? That's what it's all about. So this dude, after that happens, kills two cops. But it's not going to be a story, you know? It really wasn't a person of color. It wasn't an illegal Mexican. It wasn't a person with a Muslim name. It wasn't some quote-unquote thug with dreads. You know, this is probably a mental health issue. And I'm pretty sure if we look at this logically, everybody, you know what? If those black son of a bitches just would have stood up and showed the proper respect, he wouldn't have been mad enough to go out and kill two cops the next day. So basically, I'm blaming the black kids for the death of these two cops because, hey, they pushed him to this point. Of course, I'm joking, but I'm pretty sure somewhere on some right-wing blog, website, Twitter, you will hear somebody say some dumb shit like that. But you're not going to, this isn't going to be a national story. I've said this before, probably almost a dozen times on this podcast. Everyone says that black people only care when a white cop kills a black person. But that seems like that's the only time America cares, is when a white cop kills a black person. I mean, look at this shit that's going on with this Dakota Pipeline shit. It's white people getting beat the fuck down over there. No news coverage. I mean, so should I play devil's advocate here and say white people don't care? What about white on white crime? White people don't care about other white people getting fucked up by the police? Why do they only care when it's, you know, a young black dude getting fucked up by the police and they want to step in? No one's saying shit about this dude in Iowa. And see, to me, that's the white privilege thing, man. How you can separate yourself from that shit and don't have to answer for it. There's not going to be a panel on with Don Lemon tonight about Confederate flags or whatever. Shit bothers me. I know people get upset when they hear the white privilege thing, but I think everybody has privilege. Male, female, blacks, whites, Asian people, gay people. There's all privileges we have to each group. We all have privileges. If the demographics were reversed and it was like a 70% white black country, we would have what would be considered white privilege. There's safety in numbers. You have the ability to just ignore shit. You can say that, we didn't hire that white dude because he just wasn't the most qualified when you make up the small, you know, when you make up a small percentage. Yeah, he was one of four candidates. I mean, he was only 25% chance. He's going to get hired anyway. It's easy to hide that. You can hide that in numbers. But that makes no sense. You know, I didn't mean to digress, but it makes no sense. This dude was calling these teens cop haters for not standing for the national anthem, but then turned around the next day and kills two cops. It makes no sense. Makes no sense. And I can't remember if I mentioned this last week, because you have people on this guy on social media. I cannot think of his name. He's a former senator. He made some inflammatory comments probably about a year ago about doing something to Obama on Twitter, and he took it down. But, his name is Brendan Walsh. That's what his name is. He actually got on Twitter and was saying, like, hey, I'm voting for Trump on Election Day. And if the next day he's not president, it's time to pick up my musket. It's like this dude's talking about picking up arms against the government, and it's not even a big deal. That always blows my mind. Why is it that white male Republican dudes can talk shit about the government and make threats, and it's seen as patriotic? I don't understand that. Those dudes out in Oregon who took over that little federal building or that federal land, they got acquitted. They looked at as patriots. It's like if you wear a fucking cowboy hat, you can just do whatever the fuck you want to do in this country. That's what it is, black dude. Get a goddamn cowboy hat, okay? And you can do and say whatever you want. People are like, he's got a... But he said he wants to kill everybody in Washington. It's like, he's got a cowboy hat on. It's got to be for a good reason. He loves America. Look at his truck. It's dirty. Ugh. Goddamn cowboy hats. That's just funny that those same dudes that they talk about how the government is so corrupt from top, even Donald Trump is so corrupt from top to bottom, the election is rigged, they can't be trusted, everybody's a piece of shit, they're paid for, you can't, the government's oppressive. But black people are like, hey man, cops don't treat us right. They're killing us like crazy. And it's just like, that's bullshit. So everything from the top down to your local sheriff's office or city police office is corrupt. But somehow, that shit is just squeaky clean. They get it right every time. It just happens to stop right there. That's what the corruption stops, right there at the local police level. All right, I'm not even gonna go because I've talked about this before. I'm not even gonna keep ranting on that shit. I can't, man. I'm not. You see that the KKK endorsed Trump in their newspaper? I know, right? I didn't even know those motherfuckers could read. They have a newspaper. So yeah, that's one to keep next to all your Time magazine covers. Actually, I really wouldn't mind having that. That would be actually a keepsake to have. Oh, man. I had to yell at Miles this morning. Again, I am digressing. I always thought I was going to be like one of these parents that spank my kids and shit. And it's just like, I really can't do it. Every once in a while, I might. But I really just can't. He's too little. He's 4 years old. And it's like, he really doesn't know any better, man. I could just talk to him. It's just like, I can't. Like, when people make me mad in day-to-day life, I can't just hit them because they're not doing what I asked them to do. So it's like, how can I hit somebody that weighs like 30 pounds, but I can't hit another adult, you know, just a defenseless kid? I don't know. I can't do it, man. But instead of spanking kids, I think we should start spanking adults. That's a theory I'm working on. I think we should just start spanking grown-ass people because they fucking know better. It's just, it was just missed parenting opportunities that they need to be caught up on. That's what they should do. Instead of giving cops batons and guns and shit, when you see people doing dumb shit, like just being rude, this should just be a cop just right there, just like, all right, step aside, let me take, and you just whoop their ass like a southern grandmother. Now get your ass back in that goddamn car. Go home, think about what you did, then come back and try to buy this bread. That's what you need. Like that person who asks you if they can go ahead of you at the grocery store because they got fewer items than you, they need a fucking ass whooping. That's an automatic no. If you fucking ask me if you can cut me, no, you cannot. You can take your dumb ass right over there to the self-checkout, or I can call the cops and they can give you a goddamn beating, a spanking. I think I'll go to the self-checkout. That's exactly what I thought. That's what they need. That's what needs to happen. When you see Donald Trump up there, even fucking Hillary lying ass, when they start lying, some old lady should just walk out and just start spanking the shit out of them, like right across the back of your leg, so you do like that little dance and you try to cover your ass up. That's exactly what they need. A bunch of people need that shit. When he up there talking that shit, she just walk out and she just spank the shit out of him. And he tried to walk away. You get back to that mic and tell him people, sorry for saying that dumb shit. I'm sorry, everybody. I was wrong. Wrong. Ugh. Yeah, I can't. Now, that's funny. You know what? I say all this like I can't spank him. And then tonight I'm going to have to spank him just because I'm acting like I'm this evolved parent and I just can't do it. Watch. He's going to do some shit where I'm like, you know what? I'm going to have to re-record this podcast because I just had to give you a spank tonight. Nah, he'll be fine. Man, what else happened? There was something else. Oh, yeah. Have you guys seen that Lil Wayne episode? I mean, interview where the interviewer asked him about Black Lives Matter and he acted like he had never even heard of it. And he's just like, hey, if that shit ain't got nothing to do with me, I can't relate to it. I loved it. I have to admit. I absolutely loved his take on the Black Lives Matter movement. Like, I believe Black Lives Matter, but I just can't formally endorse an organization or a movement that doesn't seem to be very organized. There's no leadership and shit is just done in their name. And I can't do it just because it seems to be not very organized. That's the reason why I can't formally endorse it. That's just me. But this dude was just like, yo, that shit ain't got nothing to do with me. And if you involved in that, it don't really have nothing to do with you, then you stupid. I loved it. I just thought about all these people for the last 10, 12 years that have gotten dreads. They got tattoos on their face. They started wearing skinny jeans. They started drinking lean. I mean, they just all wanted to look like that fucking gremlin. And he basically, in one sentence, just told all of his fans, like, yo, I don't give a fuck about what you care about. I love it, man. I love it. So shout out to Weezy F. F is for fuck boy baby. Now, actually, I thought it was hilarious. Now people are so upset. They are so mad that I can't believe that. See, that's what niggas get for this like full-heartedly supporting entertainers. It's like you don't know this dude. He's a fucking. He even said I'm a rich ass black dude in America. He's like, I can't relate to that shit anymore. Even though I rap about shit that. I can't relate to anymore. I'll rap about it, make records about it, and make y'all dance and act all crazy about. But hey, when the mic's off and I'm not in the studio and I'm sitting in my my mansion and I'm part of 1%, it's like, yo, and I see this shit on TV, it's just like, I can't relate to that. I no longer live that lifestyle. It just shows you, man, this shit's fucking fake. It's cool to like people, your entertainers, but I only like them so much. Because I don't know them motherfuckers like that. And now I really don't feel bad for over the years getting all his shit for free on all them, what was it, like a LimeWire, getting all this shit off of LimeWire for free. I don't feel bad. I don't. And you know what's funny? I don't mean for this podcast to go long, but you know what's funny? It's just like now people who didn't like Lil Wayne just based on how he looked, people who, let's be honest, people like Trump supporters, now they're going to like him a little bit more just because he doesn't support Black Lives Matter. They're going to say that he gets it. Even though any other time they'll talk about how horrible rap is, these rappers are stupid, I don't know why people look to them, but the fact that he's saying some shit that they agree with, now all of a sudden they have more respect for them. That's what I love. I see when people do that. People, they don't even really care about, say, one thing that they agree with. It's like, I have so much more respect for him now. It's just like, why? Because of one thing? Just look at Ben Carson. That motherfucker gave one 15-minute speech, and people were like, yo, he should run for president. And you see how the fuck that shit went. Let's be honest. No one wants to know what their favorite musician's political views are. And that's what's funny to me, too. People always say, oh, it really shouldn't matter what their views are. You got to be open-minded and respect people's other wishes. You know, stop being so sensitive. Stop being so sensitive. But then, let's be honest. If you had a country singer, if Kenny Chesney came out and was like, yo, I'm voting for Hillary Clinton, he would lose all his support, even though those same people are the ones talking about how people need to get over shit and stop being sensitive and stop, you know, we need to stop with this PC culture bullshit. That'd be, and it goes both ways. Look at Lil Wayne. Motherfuckers are upset. It's like you really don't want to hear their views unless it lines up with yours. You really don't. But you say you want people to be honest. It's like, do you really want them to be honest, or you want them to be honest when it lines up with how you feel? But all right, there's a show. That's a show. I'm out. I think I spoke way too loud in this episode.